Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this episode of the Football History Rewind, part number 52, we discuss the season of 1923, the national champions of the collegiate group, as well as a punt rule that was eliminated in 1923. This and more are coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And we are looking at our football history rewind for this day. We are at episode number 52, and we are in the season of 1923. We're going to be talking a lot about the rise of the Illinois Illini and a little thing, a title that I like to call Home on the Grange. But before we do, let's talk a little bit about, we have this great podcast sponsor, Manscaped.com. They have a great special going on. You can get the Performance Plus package, and that includes all the things you need to do your personal grooming below the belt and above the neckline. Just some great trimmers, the lawnmower trimmer, the weed whacker to clean out your ear and nose hair. Just some tremendous products, very well built, well worth the money, as well as their great crop preserver to put on your underside, under your undercarriage. It'll lube you up and keep you dry all day. And some great things there in that performance package. You get a 20% off for a limited time and free worldwide shipping by using the code at checkout of Pigskin. Real easy to remember, it's the first part of our name. So use Pigskin at manscaped.com. Get that 20% off right now. Now let's get to our feature story of the day. And it's Illinois head coach Bob Zupke had a secret weapon in the season of 1923 that he was about to unleash into NCAA football. His sophomore running back, named Harold Red Grange, was about to rewrite the record books. Grange carried the Illini to a national championship in 1923 as he lugged the leather for 1,260 yards and scored 12 touchdowns. The underclassman, through his gridiron accomplishments, also gave him the honor of having more print newspaper magazines and more radio airtime than any other player of his time. Humbly, Grange, even at this young age, was always credited his success on the field to his blockers. And Frank Rokosek, halfback Wally McQuain, fullback Earl Britton were the main name drops Grange used in 1923, as they would give him the key blocks needed in making his end run work with such consistent results all season long. During his collegiate career, Grange is credited with actually increasing the sale of radios in the United States because fans could not wait to read about his exploits in the Sunday newspapers. They wanted to hear it happen live with great radio announcers. And we capture a little bit of that in our audio podcast that I've teamed up with Oz Davis of Truly the Goats on for our number 80 productions with our Orville Mulligan sports writer. If you haven't checked that out yet, it really takes you back into the days. In this 1923-1924 season with Grange playing, we have some scripted audio that sounds like the radio would at the day, and we have some pre-game interviews with Grange and Zupke before the big Chicago game of 1924. And we have scripted some of the plays that actually happened in the game with and used our actor as a radio voice. So make sure you check that out. It is OrvilleMulligan.com, and it's the Chicago episodes. There's two of them. They're part one, part two of Chicago. Listen to those and tell me if you don't feel like you were really there in the city of Chicago when Illinois came to visit to play the University of Chicago. So Grange went on to have a stalwart collegiate and professional career in football and is still a household name today, even though he played his last game, over 7-8 decades ago, 1923-1924, and of course he went into the professional ranks with the Chicago Bears, and then they created a new league, the First American Football League, around him when C.C. Pyle created that with Grange because of success. We had a great interview with author Chris Willis of NFL Films, who wrote an outstanding book, probably the top book that I've ever read on Red Grange, The Life and Times of the Great Superstar, the first NFL superstar. So we have that interview. You can look it up by using the search bar in pigskindispatch.com. Just look under Red Grange, and it'll take you right to that fantastic podcast with the great author, Chris Willis. Also in 1923, they were cutting the ties. The final feature of rugby, the onside punt, was clipped from the football rules book in 1923. The onside punt was an interesting feature that the game once had. The onside punt featured a way of punting to a team to keep possession by anyone on the kicking team downing the ball and thus awarding the kickers a new series from that spot. Sort of almost like the kickoff is right now. If the kicking team recovers it, they get the ball right there. That's the way it was on the punt at one time, not anymore since 1923. The rule that abolished the onside punt was that of an offense surrendering possession of the ball when foot hits ball in a punt. The new rule also established that the ball was not a free ball for anyone to possess like a free kick is, unless it's touched by a member of the receiving team first. So that's the requirement to have it so anybody can recover. Now, we also had some All-American teams for the 1923 season. While we're speaking about college, we know that Illinois won the national championship. There were only two selectors recognized by the NCAA as the official, and they are Walter Camp, whose selections are published in Collier's Weekly, and the Football World magazine. The NCAA only considers the consensus selections from these two sources as the official 1923 All-American candidates. And those candidates are George Fan, the cornerback from Cornell, Red Grange, halfback from Illinois, no surprise there, Charles Hubbard, the guard from Harvard, Pete McRae, an end from Syracuse, Ray Eklund, an end from Minnesota, Jack Blatt, center from Michigan, Jim McMillan, a guard from Illinois, Bill Mallory, a fullback from Yale, Marty Below, a tackle from Wisconsin University, and Harry Wilson, a halfback from Penn State, and Lynn Bomar, an end from Vanderbilt, makes out the All-American 1923 consensus picks from Walter Camp's Collier's Weekly selections and Football World magazine, the only two recognized official All-American teams by the NCAA. So that's just a little bit of history looking back at 1923 in collegiate football. Next time on the Football History Rewind, which will probably be in the next week, we will go back and we'll look at who the NFL champions were for 1923 and a little bit about that season, as well as some more rule changes. But don't worry, we have football history each and every day here on PigskinDispatch.com, and we have a real special one coming out for you tomorrow. We have an author of a great book on spies and espionage in the NFL. Mr. Kevin Bryant, the author of that great book, will be here joining us, telling us about his book and the things it entails. So we hope you have a great history day here. Hope you enjoyed and learned a little bit more about American football history, as we do each and every day. And don't worry, we're going to have 130 days of college football history. We're going to go through every FBS school that's currently in the FBS and tell you a little bit about their team history with our great search thing here on Twitter. We're going to do it on social media, Twitter and Facebook. So be looking for that. At Picks and Dispatch is our call signs. If you haven't already showed us as one of your favorites and follow us, make sure you do. At Picks and Dispatch, Facebook and Twitter. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.